I'm Gary Colley, your regular speaker on the program, and delighted again I am today to greet you with the gospel of Christ. Our interest is in the souls of men. We rather just ask for your attention and your study of the Word of God. We believe that in this trying time in which we're living, there is no book that can direct us in the right way except the Bible. From Proverbs 22:6, we're told that if we train up a child in the way he should go, he will not depart from it. However, we've seen so many cases where the parents did train their children in a proper way, and yet the child did go astray. Do we have the proper understanding of this verse? You know, many verses are so clear and so plain that there is only but one understanding of them. When Jesus said, "Go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, he that believeth not shall be condemned," there's such a clearness to that verse and those verses that it's impossible for us to say, well, maybe we don't have a proper understanding because all don't believe or because all are not baptized. But I believe the passage is clear, and I believe it means exactly what it says. Just as Proverbs 22:6, where it says, "Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it." Now, I realize that there are influences outside that come in upon a grown person. And I realize that a grown person is responsible for his own deeds. I know that all of these things are true. I realize that some children, though raised by godly parents, will leave the way of righteousness. But it is not the fact that they were always trained up in the proper way from the beginning. You know, it is said in 2 Timothy 2:15, "Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needs not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth." Another problem that we find in this area is to get parents to take hold of the opportunities to study and to learn the word of God. Perhaps they've never seen in their home these children, their parents sacrifice for the cause of Christ, or a Bible on their laps and a prayer on their lips. After a lecture by the late Francis Wayland Parker, a great Chicago educator, a woman asked her, "How early can I begin to educate and discipline my children?" She answered, "When was he born?" "Born?" the lady gasped. "Why, he's already 5 years old." "My, my," woman Parker cried, "don't stand there, hurry home. You've already missed the best 5 years." Socrates said over 2,000 years ago, "Could I climb to the highest place in Athens, I would lift my voice and proclaim, 'Fellow citizens, why do you turn and scrape every stone to gather wealth and take so little care of your children, to whom one day you must relinquish it all?'" We're concerned about the little training in the Bible which the children of America are actually receiving. Oh, yes, their minds are trained, their bodies are built, even their moral natures to some degree are trained, but the spirit is left unattended. And so, how much are we doing for our young people? We are committed to the proposition that America's greatest need is spiritual rather than material. We believe we must restore God to the central place in our training programs of our children. The poet said, "I saw tomorrow look at me from little children's eyes and thought how carefully we would teach if we were really wise." Let us rise to the challenge, my friends. Children are a blessing. That with every blessing, though, comes a corresponding responsibility. Don't fail your children. Train them as they ought to go, and when they're old, they will not depart from it.